Kip, Senator Smathers, for me.
Be glad to, Mr. President. Dave, I said.
Tommy?
Yes, Lyndon.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
I'm at the judge's dinner, that's all. Lyndon, let me tell you something. By God, that speech today was wonderful.
Well,
let me tell you what it did. I listened to it with Ben. Lyndon, that has the magic of communication. I mean, the Kennedy speeches were written with lovely alliterative roles, but let me tell you, they were always something like a teacher discussing things with pupils in a classroom. This had the feeling of authority in it. You were telling the guy that really wants to believe that there's something to do, you were telling him like a minister to his flock. There was just the right touch of authority and strength in it. I wrote you a letter about it tonight.
Well, Winslow, I thought that I told Gardner Simons last night. He was over here.
Yeah?
That's the finest letter I ever got in my life. It's one I got from you, and I thought I'd have to call you and tell you. And he was very pleased. I told him that I never saw anybody that could write as good a letter as you could.
Well, fella, I never heard anybody that could communicate to people the way you communicated today. Lyndon, it was simply wonderful. I mean, Ben and I both said it had that touch of moral authority in it that Ike used to have without the feeling that he wasn't really there. And it had, and as Ben said, We once on a television program criticized the Kennedy stuff. It was beautiful. It was beautiful stuff. But God damn it, it never could make somebody feel that they should be encouraged or they should get their ass off and do something about it. And this fella, this projection today was wonderful.
I asked
Jim. I don't understand why I never could write a speech for you. The style is utterly unique in its communicability, which is the great secret of it all.
I told Jim tonight he had to start work on one or two political speeches we got in in Florida and New York, two or three of these places. Got to get some of them together. What do you think about Goldwater? How do I answer him when he said, I had Roosevelt? I think that's about the finest advertisement he could give me.
Ed. You could say that's the nicest tribute you could have. I mean, that's wonderful.
He said he had Roosevelt, he had Kennedy, and he made Truman look like a Packer.
Well, that's wonderful.
But how do you think I'll answer him?
Well, you simply say thank you for the compliment. My friend, I also want to tell you something else that was amusing. You know, I laughed at him one night when Buddy Butts ago. I laughed at him one night when he said he was going to run for president. I said, I hope you're going to be wise enough to do what you did and run for the Senate at the same time. He said, I can't, God damn it. I criticized him at the time. But he said he was right. And now, Jesus Christ, 2 days ago, he comes out and does the same thing. Linda, yeah. I was thrilled by...
I thought I might say, well, I'm sorry my student is not fallen teacher anymore. Just one day.
That's right. That'd be good. Linda, let me tell you, I talked to Simons afterwards. I talked to him this morning.
He told me he'd spent most of the afternoon.
Yeah, he was terribly excited. I talked to him this morning. He was terribly excited by what he said. He said, these fellas really believe. Then he talked to me about a scheme for employment. This scheme for the combination of urban renewal and the transportation approaches to the cities, in which he said there's an indefinite amount of the kind of construction work here that gives the people at the bottom time to learn skills. It was very interesting this morning.
Well, give me a memo.
I will.
Okay.
But I mean, the answer to Goldwater is thank you for the compliment.
Okay, good night.
Yeah, good night.